I will call this meeting to order at 6 p.m. This is a regular meeting for Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Jim Sykes, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm present.
Thank you. Matthew Beck?
Here.
George McKee?
Here.
Ted Leonard?
Here.
Dan Mayfield?
Here.
Barbara Doty?
I'm here.
Randall Kowalki?
Present.
You do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Let's take a look at the agenda. Anything some of the members want to pull from the consent agenda? Assemblymember Mayfield?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not for the consent agenda, but I would like to pull Ordinance Serial Number 17-147 from introductions. I believe that's a piece of irresponsible legislation that basically wants to or suggest giving the City of Houston land that is worth $500,000 for $0.
Madam Clerk? Pulling something from them.
Well, it would have to be voted on, Mr. Mayor, to take it completely off the agenda. That's what Assembly Members Mayfield's motion would do, is take it off of introduction being set for public hearing.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. Assembly Members, everybody understand? Assemblymember Beck?
Yeah, before I vote for or against this, can I ask the Borough Manager to comment on it for me, please?
Ms. Moosey?
Yes, I certainly can. So the attempt here is, in the past, we have partnered up with the City of West Hill on a couple projects. And so right now, although this is a valuable piece of property.
Madam Clerk cautions us not to debate the merits as to whether or not it's going to come off the agenda.
Okay.
Period. So
it's a recommendation by me for you to consider giving the property. It will void approximately $10,000 of annual cost to the borough.
So the issue is whether or not to pull it off the public hearing agenda. Assemblymember Doty, go ahead and we'll vote on this.
Thank you. I know we need to not debate it. I just needed to know if there was an option to lease rather than sell.
Well, I think we don't want to debate the merits of this. It's you'd find all that out if it ever get to a public hearing. And so, Assemblymember Beck?
I guess for that reason, then, I would like to debate the merits of it and just hear more about it. So I would be against removing this from the agenda.
Okay. Everybody understand the issue, whether or not to pull it from the public hearing? Go ahead and vote for the record, please.
Assemblymember Sykes?
No.
Mr. Mayor, it has failed with Assemblymember McKee, Assemblymember Leonard, and Assemblymember Mayfield in support.
Okay, which means it stays on the agenda, correct?
Correct, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anything else on the consent agenda? Madam Clerk has a consolidation request of LIDs. Madam Clerk, go ahead, please.
I would request that the Assembly combine public hearings for the confirming LIDs, which is Ordinance 17-134, 136, and 138, and the ones that are attached to those.
Any objection from any Assembly member on consolidation of the three LIDs? See, Assemblymember Sykes, any objection to that consolidation?
No, Mr. Mayor, no objection.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objections, those will be consolidated. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved, and it was not amended. I'm going to have Alex Strawn, who is a 10-year employee of the Mat-Su Borough, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. Now, we'd love Joel Church to come down and meet the Madam Clerk and myself. We have a award presentation for you. Okay. This is a service award presented to Joel Church for 20 years of dedicated service of the Mat-Su Borough, July 7th, 1997 through July 7th, 2017. And it's from the Borough Manager, of course, but I wanted to present it along with Madam Clerk, so congratulations.
Thank you.
My health, time flies.
When you have... I want to get a picture with you, me, and the mayor.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Bring
hold
you.
Me.
Oops.
Don't fall.
There's my attorney card.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that thing is heavy. We had they had the quarterly employees meeting this morning. They handed out a lot of 5, 10-year, 20-year awards, and it's just amazing how many borough employees have been so many years. We want to thank you, each and every one of you. So, okay, let's move on to the minutes of the regular meeting. Are there any changes to the regular meeting minutes of October 17th or the joint meeting minutes of October 24th? Any objection to those meeting minutes as presented? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as presented. Agency reports. Let's start with the City of Wasilla. I see Mayor Cottle's here.
Mayor Cottle, City of Wasilla. Mayor Halter, Assembly members, I have just a couple items. This Thursday is Thanksgiving. Frontline Mission will again be doing the free Thanksgiving dinner out at the Menard Center. That dinner is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner is free. If you need a ride, you can call 357-8600, and they have a shuttle van running that day. And I just want to thank Frontline Mission. This is the fourth year they've done this, and this is a good program for everybody. You do not have to be, for lack of a better term, in the need category to do it. If you just don't want to cook or you can't cook, you can even go. So it's a good thing for everybody. It's for some people who have large families, maybe it's the only time you can get everybody in the same room. Saturday, December 2nd, is Centennial Christmas Tree Lighting 2017. That's at the museum from 1 to 4 p.m. Music, wagon rides, cookies, cocoa, children activities. And then Christmas 2017, they'll do the Christmas Friendship Dinner out at the Menard Center, and that's also going to be free. Also, I want to thank everybody who participated this last weekend in the Lancer Smith Wrestling Tournament. We had over 11,000 people go through the Menard Center, and that's moving a lot of people. We've had bigger tournaments, but it's still a big tournament at 11,000. And then coming in January, and I'll have more about that later, we're going to celebrate the 101-year anniversary of the City of Wasilla. And anybody who went this last year for the 100-year, it'll just be bigger and better than it was this year. And then finally, on December 2nd, Fairbanks Roller Derby Girls are going to be in town in Wasilla for a roller derby competition at the Menard Center. Tuesday night fights are December 5th. And then White Christmas on Ice is coming on December 9th at the Menard Center. And then also the Menard Center is open this weekend. So if you want your kids to do something out of the house, you can send them out there to play on the turf or go ice skating. Thank you.
Assemblymember Kowalki?
Yes, the plastic bag topic is a community-wide big issue. And could you give us an update on the City of Wasilla's actions or expected actions?
So it's on our next meeting is Monday the 27th, and that's for introduction. And then we don't have another meeting until December. So we have just one meeting. So it'd be for introduction just like yours and then for approval on the first meeting in December.
So is that December 11th?
Well, I don't. Oh, okay. Dr. Doty says yes. So yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a calendar. So introduction Monday and then for adoption.
Okay, thank you. I don't see anybody here from City of Palmer, City of Houston. How about the school district? Pretty light tonight, so. Joint Assembly School Board Committee?
We have not met since our last meeting.
Okay, and you're going to quarterly meetings?
Yes, sir.
Correct, okay. Public relations reports from anybody? Mr. Moosey, let's turn it over to you.
Yes, I have just a few good things. First, the Matsu Borough employees got together and they produced 58 Thanksgiving baskets so we can give out to needy families. And this was kind of on our own initiative, and we had quite a bit of cooperation, so I'm very proud of that. We seem to do this every year, but we seem to increase and do it a little more. Also, too, on October 26th, and we've had, get the right names, Sandra Lee and Levi Minder. Had an unresponsive 60-year-old gentleman floating in our pool. They were able to give him CPR. They were used the AED, the automatic external defibrillator, and revived the guy, and I think we saved the customer. And so we're happy with that. And I just remember about a dozen and a half years ago, before I was here, we got our first AED, and it's quite expensive, and there's some debate on, you know, is this going to be worth it? When are we going to use it? And I think with grants and that sort of thing, we have them in most of our, if not all, of our facilities. Certainly our emergency service have them, and pretty much foolproof, and this went a long way of saving this gentleman's life. So it was an investment made by ourselves and others through grants, and you know, once again, it's paying off. And with some more good stuff, we have Eileen Probasco, our planning director.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to take this opportunity to share with you the award that we got at the American Planning Association annual event that we had last month. And it is the 2017 Transportation Planning Award for our long-range transportation plan that you folks have seen. And we're pretty proud of that. Jessica Smith took kind of the reins on that after we had a little bit of turnover, and we brought around a really good document, and we're pretty proud of our award. The plan is not totally finalized yet. You had it before you a couple of meetings ago. It was postponed till December 5th to make sure everyone had time to look at it and review it and stuff. So we hope you've had a chance to review it. It's a pretty awesome looking document, and it's really user-friendly, unlike some of the other ones. The first draft was kind of a work in progress, and it got much better as we went along. So, great document. If you're interested in the public outreach and involvement that we did, go to page 26 of this plan, and there's a really detailed, well, the appendix is very much more detailed, but we went to community council meetings, we went to the cities of Palmer, Wasilla, and Houston to their planning commissions, we went to chambers of commerce. We went to a variety of different meetings. Rather than just having an open house and saying, y'all come and look at this, we got like, you know, half a dozen people. So we decided we're going to do the road show. And Sarah Jansen, when she was here, and Jessica Smith, they did the road show, and we reached over like 500 people with that effort. So I think it's been well vetted, and it's a really great document. And I hope if you have any questions before it comes back to you on December 5th, please, please give us a call so we can try and address your concerns ahead of time, because we're anxious to get that finalized. And actually, we're already with our new transportation planner you met last week, Ben Coleman. He's anxious to get going on as well. He's already got his list prepared and is starting his work. The last thing I want to share is something that DOT has coming up that they haven't done in probably about between 10 and 15 years, and it's called the Community Transportation Program Nominations. And you have a little memo in your folder that kind of explains it a little bit better. So I hope you have a chance to look at that. There is a link on that. But this opportunity is for us to come forward with our list of projects that are important to us that we can submit as a result of the FAST Act that was adopted by the federal government for distributing surface transportation money. And it's the borough's opportunity to nominate our state transportation improvement program projects that are important to us. And so we are looking at our LRTP, we're looking at all the great feedback we've gotten from some of our other directors that have done a lot of work recently, and we're going to put together a really great application to hopefully get funded for some of this, this money that's available. And along with that, we'll go some obligation from us in the form of match. So we're not sure what the percentage is yet, we have a couple of ideas about how we might move forward with that. But have it on your radar, Community Transportation Program, CTP. It's like I said, it's an old but a new program. So we're anxious for it. Do a little bit of reading on it, look on the website, and if you have any questions, give Jess or I a call. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Eileen. November 27th at 5:30 to 7:30 at Central Station 6 on Swanson Avenue in Wasilla. You have been requested to attend a Fish and Wildlife Commission special meeting. Kind of talk about the 2017 summary and what they're moving forward on. And the last thing
Mr. Manager, has that been advertised where the Assembly could attend as a whole?
Go ahead, Madam Clerk.
To Assembly Member Beck, no, three or more at has not been done, so only three of you could attend.
And there's two on the board already.
That's true.
So.
Okay, so we'll draw straws after the meeting.
Someone else can have my straw if they want it.
Okay, and last thing I have
is very much thank you for setting up the January 12th meeting, special meeting for the Assembly. And the purpose of that was is to look at the 2018-19 budget, get marching orders for that, where we are right now in our current financial condition, talk about potential bonding issue that has been discussed, and then I'll have Mr. Harris there talk about what can be expected or more likely not expected for this next state legislative session. However,
is that the location? Yes.
So I would like to, a neutral site or a site that we can actually sit down and not be interrupted and kind of work through this. And we've built a beautiful library up in Talkeetna. With your consent, I would like to have it there in Talkeetna. They have a pretty good sized meeting room. We'll be kind of away. But to do that, to get everybody, it would have to start at 11 and end at 2. The date is January 12th. So the question is can we go to Talkeetna, and can we change this time?
All right, so members, any objection to January 12th budget meeting, Talkeetna Library, 11 a.m.? Okay, we see no objection. Madam Clerk, go ahead and
thank you.
Calendar that with Mr. Moosey.
Yes, go ahead. You had a question for me?
Yes, I sent you an email. Do you?
Oh, yes. Yes, he just sent me an email. Thank you. I remember it. So the question came up is there has been discussion about redirecting FEMA money for our purposes along the Mat River from the village of Newtalk. So we've had discussions, but we have not had any public notice or that if this is occurring and when it's occurring, other discussions, and we are hopeful we're going to get it, but there's been nothing official on that yet. And the question is for my office is how are we doing press releases? So the plan for us is when we have and we have a plan in place when we have the information, and after the Assembly has been informed of this, we will have to go to the Assembly and request acceptance of these funds, and we have a good plan in place through our planning department. That if we are using this for buyouts, there is a plan, that a detailed plan. We go to make sure we're using the funds properly. That also too, the people are given a fair shake, and also too, we need to be responsible to the agency that gets the money, that you know, not to overpay, that sort of thing. But we are not there yet, and so there's really no purpose for my office to send out a press release. From the borough, I guess my concern would be is we get speculated information out there, then I don't know if that's real helpful for our process and the people who may be included in a possible receiving some funds for buyouts of their homes.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Moosey?
No, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Ashenbrenner, sitting in for Mr. Spropolis, you have an attorney's report? No report. Madam Clerk, your report, please.
Mr. Mayor and the Assembly, I did neglect to request one of the members poll AM 17107. It is scheduling the Assembly's 2018 meetings. Generally, the Assembly does cancel the second meeting in July, which is, of course, up to you guys, but I would request that you cancel the November 6th meeting because that's the date of the state election, which ends up being in this room. So when we get to the consent agenda, I would ask that somebody pull that if you would. And then we were also contacted by Representative Tilton's office to reschedule the joint meeting with the state delegation. They did suggest December 15th for a meeting with the Assembly, or that they could meet with just the mayors at the mayor's meeting on December 14th.
Okay, so this is a meeting that was canceled originally by the state delegation because of the special session. I guess I'm looking at the timing of it. Madam Clerk's got a call, Representative Tilton, in the morning. My suggestion would be that we do it early January, like we did last year, a joint assembly and legislative delegation meeting. Each city mayor would have 5 minutes to address the legislative delegation. But early, I don't know about trying to do it in December. I'd prefer early January. Because then they're going to go down to Juneau. It's kind of fresh in their minds. So What do you folks think of that, Assembly Members? January?
Mr. Mayor?
Assembly Member Sykes, go ahead.
Well, my only concern with doing it in January, my recollection is that a lot of them already took off for Juneau or weren't available. So if they have said they're going to be available for the December 15th, maybe we ought to take that. That's my thought.
I don't know. I guess Madam Clerk's going to be talking to Representative Tilton in the morning. So I guess we just need to know a preference right now, January, December. If they can do it in January, that'd probably be the direction to go. Madam Clerk, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor and Assembly Members, I can talk to Representative Tilton's staff tomorrow and probably Jody Simpson, who usually puts these things together, to see if we could come up with a January time frame. And if we can't, I can always bring the December 15th meeting back to you on December 5th.
How's that sound for a plan? Everybody available on the 15th? Assembly
Doty. I am.
We got Assembly Doty not. So pretty much so we'll... Well, our preference will be early January, then we'll see what Madam Clerk comes back with. Anything else, Madam Clerk, on your report?
That is it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. There's no citizen other correspondence. Madam Clerk, please read the IM into the record.
IM 17195, notification of platting action adjusting the common lot line between Manuscasitna Borough Parcel 17N04W27C020 and private parcel 17N04W27C06016, resulting in a 10,000 square foot disposal of borough land, MSB 007280.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the IM is presented. We have no persons to be heard. We're at public hearings. Madam Clerk, Ordinance 17103.
An ordinance amending MSB 1.45100, schedule of fines for infractions, changing reference from misdemeanors to minor infractions, within MSB 1.45, 3.15, 8.55, 17.23, and 17.62, and amending language within MSB 1.45 to match Alaska statute and court rules.
Thank you. I'll open the public hearing at this time. Do we have a sign-up sheet? The clerk in the back is saying no. Anybody wish to speak on Ordinance 17103? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing. Assemblyman Beck, could you move the legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt Ordinance 17-103.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objection by any Assemblyman? Assemblyman Mayfield, discussion?
Discussion. So, you know, I found it curious as we looked at the particular fines that were suggested here that some of the pollution of water body, is $150. Second offense is $300. Third offense is $500. When we compare that against application of biosolids, which is $500, and improper disposal of sewage, $150 for first offense, $300, and $500. So. Yeah, I'm just finding it curious that our pollution-type fines are lower. I don't know if we have somebody here who can speak to this as to the reasoning for that, or whether that's something that was carried forward from past years or what.
Well, it looks like Mr. Strawn, 10 years of experience, is coming forward.
Feels like 20. No. Mr. Mayor, this is Alex Strawn, Development Services Manager for the Matanuska-Sitna Borough, and to Mr. Mayfield. The 150, 300, 500 is the progressive fine schedule that was adopted for most possible violations throughout borough code. Just, I think, 1 or 2 years ago, we went ahead and updated the fine schedule to have a progressive fine schedule. There are certain ones that are sort of would be considered, high magnitude, low frequency infractions, where sometimes we will just go right to a larger fine, and that's it was determined that application of biosolids might be fall into that category, so we kind of took a shot at it and went straight to a 500. So certainly, this any of these fines, at least that are in here, are subject to revision. If the Assembly wants to raise the fines or lower the fines, that certainly can be done.
Assemblymember Kwaki?
Yeah, just not to add more smoke to the mirrors, but if you threw sewage on the ground somewhere, is that not the application of biosolids?
So, you know, I think application of biosolids is very specific to that which is generated at a treatment works facility where municipal waste is sort of treated and it's the sludge that's left over, whereas somebody just emptying their honey pot is, you know, more disposal of sewage.
Assemblymember Doty. Assemblymember Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I too had some questions about these kind of water body pollution things that are on that have been discussed. I would like a clarification to about the $1,000 limit that is earlier in the ordinance. And then the second thing is there any reason we couldn't have the fines for these pollution things that tend to affect more people than just one? That would be like 200, 500, 1,000, if indeed 1,000 is the limit, and maybe to explain the process of how that could work or if repeated offenses could occur every day.
Yeah, so again, this is Alex Drawn. So the $1,000 limit is our limit that we're, as a second-class borough, we're limited to that, at least if we're going to stay within the realm of minor infractions. If you go above that, then you get into the realm of misdemeanors, which is a whole other ball of wax when it comes to prosecuting and things like that. So 1,000 is our limit. Certainly, I don't think we have anything in code right now that is a $1,000 fine. Everything has been limited to 500 historically, but certainly if the assembly felt that there were infractions out there that warranted a $5,000 or $1,000 fine, we could go ahead and change that.
Let's see. Oh, okay, and Senator Mayfield, then Senator Doty.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I guess I'm curious as to whether these dollar figures are something that's being brought forward from an older document and we're just like haven't updated our fees in quite a long time, or if this was a newly suggested fine schedule.
Yeah, so, and I know there's a part of some of Sykes' question I didn't answer, so I'll get to that in a bit. But so we did update our entire fine schedule a couple of years ago, and there were, first of all, been a few things that were missed as far as possible infractions. The idea is that we should have a fine for every single possible infraction in borough code. That's what the court system mandated that we do. And there was a couple that we missed, and then we adopted some new regulations which didn't have fines. So we wanted to get those in the books to make sure that every single possible violation has a fine associated with it. And then we also, this has been a long-standing thing where we've had this reference to misdemeanors in code, which is just not right. For years, been wanting to remove it, and we finally have gotten to the point where we're updating the fine schedule, so let's go ahead and do that too. And so this is really trying to clean things up and make sure our code is solid. And then in a reference to Assemblymember Sykes's, I think, second or third question there is, he talked about fines being imposed every day, and our code 1.45, which is in the books, which is not in this ordinance because it's not being amended, does say that if there's an infraction that's occurring, that each and every occurrence is an infraction. It can be, this fine can be imposed, and every day is a separate occurrence. So if somebody is violating code and our fine is $500, we could fine them $500 every single day.
Do with Senator Doty first, and then Senator McKee.
I have a point of order.
Go ahead. State your point of order. Turn your mic on, please.
What this I just did here, that it seems to me that we're way off topic here. The issue before us is very specific. It says changing references from misdemeanors to minor infractions within MSB, and it gives us a string of numbers, and amending language within MSB 143 to match Alaska statutes and court rules. Why are we discussing anything beyond this?
Madam Clerk, point of order. That's a good point, but I'm going to overrule you on that, Assemblymember McKee.
It wasn't a good point then.
No, I'm gonna go ahead. They're asking about fines and things like that. We'll make it a little bit more brief, and we'll move on. Okay, so we'll continue. Woody.
Yes, I would like to move to amend the list of fines to increase to make a single fine for improper sewage disposal of $500, regardless of the frequency of the offense, and also for pollution of water body to $500.
Okay, Madam Clerk, did you get that amendment? Go ahead and repeat the amendment, Senator Doty.
So 8.25.030, improper sewage disposal, regardless of the number of offenses, it would be a $500 fee. And the same thing for the pollution of a water body.
Which is, which section is that?
8.25.050.
Okay, thank you. Senator members, everybody got the amendment? Any discussion? Any objection?
I guess I would ask if there was any heartache over that from Mr. Strong.
Not at all.
Okay. Any objection to passage of the amendments by Assemblyman Doty? Assemblyman Sykes? How do you vote?
No objection.
No objection. So amendment passes. Next, who was next in the line? We got.
Point of order.
Senator McKee.
I'm sorry. I'm just calling a question.
Okay. I'm going to call a question. Any objection to calling a question? Okay, let's vote on this ordinance. Any objection to passage of the ordinance as amended by Senator Doty? Senator Sykes, any objection to passage?
No objection, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objection. No objection by Senator Sykes telephonically. Ordinance passes. Ordinance 17128, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance creating West North Shore Drive number 3, non-contiguous natural gas local improvement district number 600, approving the improvement plan for the district, authorizing the manager to proceed with the improvement, and assessing equally among the properties within the district the costs of the improvement. And just so the mayor and assembly know that this ballot came back 100% yeses.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. I'll open the public hearing. Do we don't have a sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak to 17128? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing at this time. Assemblyman Mayfield, please move the legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt Ordinance 17-128.
Any discussion? Any objection? Assemblyman Sykes, any objection?
No objection, Mr. Mayor.
Seeing and hearing no objections, legislation passes. I'm going to turn to the three are our consolidations, Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 17-134, an ordinance confirming the assessment role for the portion of Doc McKinley Avenue, non-contiguous natural gas local improvement district number 592, and establishing the method of terminating assessments and making refunds to property owners, with accompanying Ordinance 17-135, an ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of not to exceed $32,600 principal amount of special assessment bonds for the portion of Doc McKinley Avenue, non-contiguous natural gas local improvement district number 592, and fixing details of said bonds. Ordinance 17-136, an ordinance confirming the assessment role for the West Ord Lane non-contiguous natural gas local improvement district number 594, and establishing the method of terminating assessments and making refunds to property owners, with accompanying Ordinance 17-137, an ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of not to exceed $8,200 principal amount of special assessment bonds for the West Ord Lane non-contiguous natural gas local improvement district number 594, and fixing details of said bonds. Ordinance 17-138, an ordinance confirming the assessment role for the West Backus Drive Natural Gas Local Improvement District number 596, and establishing the method of terminating assessments and making refunds to property owners, with accompanying Ordinance 17-139, an ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of not to exceed $29,000 principal amount of special assessment bonds for the West Backus Drive Natural Gas Local Improvement District number 596, and fixing details of said bonds.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will open a public hearing at this time. Seeing there's no sign-up list, anybody in the audience wish to speak to these three consolidated ordinances? Natural gas LIDs? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing at this time. Assemblyman Beck, would you move this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance numbers 17-134, 17-135, 17-136, 17-137, 17-138, and 17-139.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Assembly members, any objection? Assemblyman Sykes, any objection to the consolidated ordinances passing?
No objection, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Hear no objection and see none. Legislation passes. Madam Clerk, 17-140.
An ordinance amending MSB 1524030B7, adopting the Chase Comprehensive Plan.
I will open the public hearing. There is no sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak to 17140 on the Chase Comprehensive Plan? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing at this time. Assemblymember Beck.
I move to adopt ordinance 17-140.
Any discussion? Seeing and hearing none, any objection? Assemblymember Sykes, any objection?
Objection, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Hearing and seeing no objection, that legislation passes. Madam Clerk, 17143.
An ordinance approving the disposal of borough-owned easement lots and publicly dedicated lots in Windsong subdivision to adjacent owners, MSB 007346.
Thank you. Open the public hearing. No sign-up list. I see from the back of the room. Anybody in the audience wish to speak on 17143? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance 17-143.
Thank you. Any further discussion or any discussion? Any objection to passage? Assemblymember Sykes, any objection to 17143 passing?
No objection, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Seeing and hearing no objection, that legislation also passes. 17144, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance amending MSB 4.75 to change the makeup of the Fish and Wildlife Commission by designating the assembly member positions as non-voting and adding a new voting member.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'll open the public hearing. There's no sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. I'll have Assemblymember Beck go ahead and move it, and even though Assemblymember Sykes brought this forward. Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On behalf of Assemblymember Sykes, I move to adopt ordinance 17-144.
Okay, discussion? Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Assemblymember Sykes, go ahead.
May I speak to the ordinance, please?
Yes, go ahead.
This ordinance comes forward at the request of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. Over the past couple of years, when we moved to a board of eight, it's an even number, and it required a quorum of five instead of four. And the only way that we've really been able to meet quorums is by really extreme efforts on the parts of members to be there, including my own. I had to make choices to be there when I would not have because I had a meeting conflict. And so I think this structure, what it actually does is right now there is a nine-member board, eight of which are voting members. One is a non-voting member, and it requires a quorum of five. It used to be, before this current structure, it used to be a board of seven, which required a quorum of four, and there was only one assembly member on it. What is proposed is to have a board of 10, but only seven members will be voting. They will all be public members. The other three members, the two assembly members and the board member emeritus, will be non-voting, but because it returns us to the seven, uneven number, it will only require a quorum of four to do business, and so that would be the change. And it did pass on October 20th unanimously. Five members voted for it. I recused myself from the discussion and the vote, and two members were not able to make it. So it was really, even the night that this was dealt with, was a kind of a skinny quorum to be able to deal with this legislation, since I was the one who brought it forward. We did have, in addition to being able to have quorums, we've encountered a couple of situations. For example, the governor asked to meet with us before it could be advertised that all assembly members could participate. And in trying to choose how many members could be present with the governor, it got all very complex because the voting members, assembly members, were counted as assembly members, and they were also counted as fish and wildlife members. And so we can foresee that this could happen in the future again, and it would eliminate that. Assembly members have always been welcome. Before I was a member of the board, I often attended the meetings. I was invited to participate and make comments as needed. And so I think the assembly members always do have access if they are interested in coming to the board. And so what we really got, the bottom line here, is the credibility that this board has gained is that it focuses on science and evidence, and the expertise that we have on the board is very deep and very respected. And so the plan here is to have the public members continue that on-the-job experience that this board has in general, not always, but in general, the assembly members who have been board members do not have the depth of experience of the public members that are doing this or have done it as a good portion of their lives. It's really important, I think, to retain the assembly members, especially in the non-voting part, because it tells other government agencies with whom the Fish and Wildlife Board deals that we think this is an important thing that we should be doing, is taking care of our fisheries and our wildlife. And I think that's really important. So it also clears the hurdle of sort of the standard ethics procedure that the borough currently has, where if you participate in something at the advisory level, you probably shouldn't vote on it at the assembly level. And both members, Culligan and myself, have recused ourselves on numerous occasions, especially when it involves legislation. But it makes kind of a clean line. And lastly, I guess this is the only board that has members on it, assembly members on it, who are voting members. The only other example is the Joint School Selection Committee, which is mostly made up of assembly members, school board members, and government people. There's a couple of members of the public. So that's a little different than this situation. But in terms of the citizen-based advisory boards, there aren't any other advisory boards that have this setup. And so I urge the assembly to approve this. This board was established in 2012 and has gone through three changes during those years, as many new boards do in terms of structure. I think that we should try this one. If it doesn't work as well, we can always go back to what we have. But the board is the one who asked for this problem solving. I went to the attorney. The attorney provided something that appeared to solve the problems, and the board did pass it. And so I think we should give this a try. And it's not about who's on the board. It's about having a board that has a good process and how it works most effectively and how it has the most respect going forward with both the state agencies and the experience of the board. So I recommend your passage. I think it's a good change. It's not a huge change, but I think it's important.
Okay, Senator Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, our Fish and Wildlife Commission is a very science-oriented commission, but they deal in a political world. Having to deal with the governor's directives and fish and wildlife directives in regards to commercial versus recreational fishing, and you know, protecting our conservation corridor, those are some very politically charged issues. And so I think it's very important to have voting assembly members on our Fish and Wildlife Commission. And so, you know, based on that, I really have to say that I'm against this particular ordinance and would suggest that we keep our assembly members on there and as voting members. Thank you.
Senator Kwalke.
Yes, sense of this ordinance is it's a solution in search of a problem. I understand in the past, particularly because of Assemblyman Culligan's travel schedule, that there were times he was not able to be there, others were not able to be there. But I was just appointed to this board. We have another current vacancy. The proposer of this ordinance term ends January or December 31st. I'd like to have an opportunity, being newly named, to see how this works. And I think I certainly oppose this, and I would urge others to join me.
Mr. Mayor?
Assemblymember Leonard?
Yes, Mayor. I agree with the two assembly members that spoke before me that this board is a very important board for the assembly. And again, I'm new to the assembly, but as we went through the election process, it was definitely, by my constituents, a very important issue. And there are policy recommendations that are made through this commission, and I believe that we have a role in those and in the discussion, and having voting members brings more to that commission. I've been on very many board, a lot of state boards as a deputy commissioner and with ADA, and the role of ex officios, in which this is pretty much makes the assembly members what that would be their role, doesn't work very well to me. Now on the quorum side of this, if we do have quorum issues, I would have no problem with reducing that if it's legal and can be done.
Okay, thank you. Assemblymember Sykes, did you want a few minutes or a minute? 30
sure.
Seconds.
Well, no, I'd like to address, I think that the questions that are asked are all very good. And actually, I think that all three help make my point. This past year, we had the, even though Assemblymember Kowalki and Assemblymember Mayfield were not on the board, they came to fishing board meetings. They came and participated. They came to the state board meetings as assembly members, and they were not on the board. But we already have access, and so the question that Assemblymember Leonard brought up about quorum really is the reason that this whole thing came forward. You have, first of all, you have a board of eight, so you can end up in tie votes. You generally have a board of an odd number. The quorum of four did work better in previous times, and so the purpose of bringing this forward is, I think that you know, when you get on a board, it's whether the structure is changing or not. I think we should give this a try, because the reason it came forward is it was felt that what we had was not working. And to keep it working, to keep that concept going, when it's very clear that that the current board saw a problem and wanted it to be dealt with, is not a good solution, but it is quorum. And we don't know, you know, some of us can be very busy, but what this does is it has the seven board members of the public who really are very steeped and knowledgeable and respected for what they do. And we, as the political members, offer our advice. It is a really good mix. And I think we should try it. If it doesn't work, I think that that's what we should do. But what we've got going now does not appear to be working. And I would ask all of the three assembly members who spoke to reconsider this, because it wouldn't have come forward if it wasn't a problem. It's very clear. And so I think it addresses it in a pretty good way, and that the discussion included alternate board members and everything that else that we did try to come up in terms of a problem-solving way to deal with it either kind of ran into the ethical hurdles that I mentioned previously, or they came into the quorum hurdles, or how do we show that we are special and are supported. And it's not so much that the assembly members can vote, it's if the assembly members show up. And the assembly members have showed up, not only the members on the commission, but other members of the assembly who are not on the commission. So I would encourage you to reconsider and support the legislation. And let's give it a try, because it really is the credibility of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, the non-voting members of the assembly. I don't think is going to make any difference, because we always have access. We can always offer our input, and it's always welcomed. So I think that we just need to try and make the board function a little better, and that's all this is. So thank you.
Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to reconfirm, through Assemblymember Sykes, this ordinance was seen by and supported by the members of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, correct?
That's correct. I think it was October 20th that was passed unanimously with myself recused.
Thank you.
Senator McKee.
I object to this ordinance on the basis, if we're doing this on the basis of they're having trouble with a quorum, then I would suggest that if the board members do not have sufficient interest to come and to where you have a quorum, then I question seriously the validity of the board. I don't even think it ought to exist if you can't get a quorum.
Okay. I guess I'll make a few comments and then we could vote on this ordinance. I'd request the assembly keep the fish board exactly as it is. It's been one of our most effective boards. I realize there's two assembly members on it, voting members. I would like that to continue. I've appointed Senator Kowalki to replace Senator Culligan. I do intend to have Senator Sykes remain on new term. I think I actually moved him up on the vacancy report to do that. This is a very effective Fish Commission as it is right now. We have some big issues. We had the governor's meeting, and I don't believe there's been a quorum problem that I know of. And so I just ask you to consider that. And so let's vote on Ordinance 17-144.
Assemblymember Sykes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, it failed with Assemblymember Sykes in support.
Okay, thank you. And audience participation. We have reached audience participation. This is your opportunity to speak to the Assembly on any subject you wish. Helen Monoz is our sole sign-up tonight. So we're going to give you 3 minutes and 2 seconds.
I've been here long enough probably to have another birth certificate. Mr. Mayor and Mr. Moosey in the Borough Assembly, I'm getting very tired of standing in front of you. And merely because when I read about the Talkeetna Water Project, that was started in 1990. I've been here since 1972. I've traveled in the state for 50 years. And when I hear about fish and clean water, I might have been in the septic tank business, but you know, we don't have much clean water left on the whole cotton-picking planet. And to tell you the truth, and I'll say it, and they'd probably be ready to shoot me, where is the DEC and the EPA when you have a borough that had 9,000 people in it when I came? The size of the state of West Virginia. We have over 100,000 people. Anchorage could cut the pumpers off any day. Where are they going to go? When I came here, there was nobody else. And the one in Sutton was using the Little Sioux as a dump. So when I hear the fines that are given, and only given one time, even for, you know, I might not be an engineer, but you don't work in a business, a private business, all these years. And if I didn't have some knowledge of what I'm doing, it's like Talkeetna is on water level. So they pump a system up and engineered. It's like having a raised septic tank system where you down here, and it's on sea level. You know, it doesn't take a Philadelphia lawyer, a dumb housewife like me, to figure it out. And I'm not an engineer. And with all the things that have been done in this borough, transportation and everything else, and I've seen ferries come and go, and we can't take care of the core area. It's a shame. We were told to dump in Palmer when we came. Palmer turned us off, so we went into Anchorage. And I've worked on a commission twice now. I've been appointed by this borough and assemblies. Young Mr. Alex's father was on this assembly. I've gone through how many? If I've been here every 2 weeks for how many years? And I don't get paid for anything I do. And I still live in my own home and keep my head above water because I had a B&B after getting a divorce after 42 years, moving 5,000 miles from New York State. So, yeah, my patience is very thin. I want to see that thing built, and they ought to take the $7 million and close. We used to service in Talp Keetna. We went up to mile 224 on the Park Subway. I was a lot younger and didn't talk any less. But what good does talking do you if you can't get something sale as clean water and taking care of your own sewage in this borough, which is the size of a cotton-picking state? I'm tired, but I'm stubborn enough to live to see it built.
Okay.
So there. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, I should wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
There it goes. We'll give you 5 more seconds to wish us a happy Thanksgiving.
I'm fine. I'll be okay. Back again. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
Anyone else wish to speak? Mayor Cottle.
Just real quickly, on the legislative meeting coming up, that December date's on a Friday afternoon because they called us today. They want to do it on a Friday afternoon. We told them no, so you guys, whatever works out for you. But Friday afternoons are usually not a good time. So, Mr. Mayor, I agree with you. January and not on a Friday afternoon.
Or Monday morning. Okay. Anybody else in audience participation? Okay. I guess that closes out audience participation. We're at the consent agenda. We have one thing we're going to pull. Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to pull AM 17-107 at the clerk's request.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, go ahead and read the rest of the consent agenda.
Resolution 1779, a resolution authorizing participation in and submission of an application under the Federal Fiscal Year 2017 Community Development Block Grant Program for grant funds in an amount not to exceed $850,000 for Talkeetna's water and sewer system repair and upgrades. Resolution 1781, a resolution authorizing a loan application to the Alaska State Department of Environmental Conservation, Alaska Clean Water Fund in the amount of $7,700,000 for the design and construction of a capital project upgrade to Talkeetna Wastewater Treatment Facility, project number 25053, AM 17105, awarded bid number 18035B to Jolt Construction and Traffic Maintenance Incorporated in the contract amount of $437,492 for West Susitna Parkway drainage improvements and slope repair. AM 17106, awarded bid number 1845B to Dirt Works Incorporated in the contract amount of $217,467 for Plumley Mod Trail improvements. AM 17108, approval of contract extension from State Lobbyist Services to Harris Consulting in amount not to exceed $80,400 per year. And that was it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Senator Beck, could you move those?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the consent agenda as read into the record by the clerk.
Thank you. Any objection to the consent agenda?
No,
Assemblyman McKee, go ahead. State your objection. Go ahead and turn your mic on, please.
There are two things on this that I question. On the Talkeetna wastewater project, is that project going to be, and I'm looking at both these ordinances we have, one says that we're looking for $7,700,000 for the design and construction, and the other up here says we're trying to get a block grant for $850,000. Now, is the price of that project $7,700,000, or is it $8,550,000?
Mr. Moosey.
So because the engineering report has not been done, we have a guesstimate, but we do not know. The reason there is a 7.7 and an 850 is there are two different type of applications we're applying for. So I would like to say it's well within those dollars, but we don't know that until we have an engineer do some work on the project. And
you got Mr.
Qualkey. Yeah. Senator Qualkey.
Yeah, if I can shed any light on this. The grant money we're applying for, we're going to have to take some corrective actions, we believe, to get the system back in compliance. The last two reports we had for year-end when we were discharging got us, we were back in compliance, but we're expecting some directives to come from negotiations we're with that we're having with DEC to have some money available to make those corrective actions. The loan application is futuring We're applying for the loan. One possible solution for this may be a $7+ million solution. We had been precluded from getting any loan monies because of no revenue stream with the passage of the tax. We're lining this up. In the event that we don't need the money, certainly we won't accept it and won't take the loan, and it takes a while to make all this happen.
These are two resolutions authorizing applications to be put in. That's all they are.
Yep.
Mr. They're Mayor, authorizing the applications.
Point of order. We've already read the consent agenda. The consent agenda was moved, so
we're going to vote right now.
We didn't pull those two items from the consent agenda, so we should not be debating them. We need to consider the consent agenda.
That's why I was telling you it's a resolution to authorize an application only. So let's go ahead and vote on the consent agenda, everybody. Any objection to the consent agenda as read by the clerk, including these two items we so thoroughly debated? Assemblymember Sykes, any objection?
No objections, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, no objections to the consent agenda, so it's passed. Assemblymember Beck, could you do, Assemblymember Madam Clerk, 17107.
You want me to move it? Do I need to move it first?
Got to read it first.
Oh, okay.
Mendenhall Cusitna Borough Assembly regular meeting schedule dates for 2018.
Now, Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move AM 17-107, and I'd ask you to invite Madam Clerk to speak to it.
Madam Clerk, please.
Mr. Mayor, as I noted under the clerk's report, generally the assembly schedules the, deletes the meeting on July 17th, which leaves the assembly open all of the month of July. And I would request that the assembly cancel the November 6th meeting, which is the date of the state election.
So any assembly member could make a motion to...
Mr. Mayor, so moved.
Assembly Beck.
I'd like to move the suggestions of the clerk, please.
Okay, those two dates, the July meeting would be canceled, and the November 6th election date meeting would be canceled. Any objection to those cancellations? Assemblymember Sykes?
No objection.
Okay, no objections. So anything else on your on the regular meeting schedule, Madam Clerk?
That was it, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. So the meeting schedules changed to delete those two dates. We're at unfinished business. There is no unfinished business. There's no vetoes. We are now at introductions. I'm going to have to veto something. I'm getting tired of reading that. There are no vetoes. We are now at introductions. funny. Madam Clerk, please read the introductions into the record.
Introduction for public hearing on December 5th is Ordinance 17-147, Ordinance 17-148, and Ordinance 17-150.
Thank you. Assemblymember Beck.
I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk and set the public hearings for December 5th, 2017.
Thank you. Any objection? Assemblymember Sykes, any objection?
No objection.
Hearing no objection, the legislation is introduced. Vacancy report. Assemblymember Beck, please move the vacancy report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the resignations up for confirmation as follows. Board of Adjustments and Appeals, resignation of Scott Sterling. Marijuana Advisory Committee, resignation of Peggy Mulligan.
Thank you. Any objection to the passage of the vacancy report? Hearing no objection, vacancy report is approved. There's no new business, there are no referrals, no reconsiderations. Let's see, do we want to do comments before or after the executive session? After the executive session, okay. So we're at executive session to discuss possible settlement with insurance company regarding Port McKenzie repairs. Senator Beck, will you please move us into executive session?
I move to enter into executive session for matters which the immediate public knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough and matters which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be kept confidential in matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure and discussion of matters covered by attorney-client privilege, in particular to discuss possible settlement with insurance regarding Port McKenzie repairs. Those present in executive session will be the mayor, the assembly, the manager, the deputy attorney, the clerk, James Wilson, Teresa Dolan, and Darren Starr. Excuse me, is that Terry Dolan? Oh, it is Teresa, okay.
Mr. Moosey?
Yeah, I would like to substitute Mr. Wilson for Capital Projects Representative Brad Schwartz.
Okay, and Brad Schwartz.
Okay. Any objection to the executive session as just read by Deputy Mayor Beck? We go into executive session. Any objection, Assembly Members? Assembly Member Sykes, any objection?
No objection.
So seeing no objection, we'll enter executive session at 7:09 p.m. and we're off record.
Assembly Member Sykes, you will have to call into the other line.
We're back on record. The time is 7:30 p.m. Senator Beck, would you move us out of executive session, please?
I move to exit executive session 5 minutes later than I anticipated.
Thank you. Any objection to exiting executive session? Seeing none, hearing none, it is so ordered. Senator Beck, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I direct the manager to finalize the settlement and to bring it back to the Assembly.
Any objection to Senator Beck's motion? Assembly Member Sykes, any objection?
No objection.
Okay, seeing and hearing none. Assembly Member Beck's motion to have the manager finalize the settlement and bring it back to Assembly is passed. Comments? Let's start with attorneys. Madam Clerk?
Just everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Mr. Moosey?
Happy Thanksgiving, and I have a copy of the Joint Development Agreement for Alaska LNG. I will have copies in the next manager note. So,
okay, excellent.
There's some stuff I can't even read, so.
Japanese? Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Mandarin.
Okay, now. Okay, Senator McKee, comments? Thanksgiving comments?
I thank everybody for coming, but they left, okay? But no, I do have a comment. We have here AM 17108, which deals with extending the contract for our lobbyists. This is one of those issues that, in fact, the school district has agreed that they will discuss consolidation of various functions. And this is one of those functions that could very well be consolidated. So I think we kind of jumped the gun on this, okay? It could be more, it could be the same, it could be a number of things, but I think we jumped the gun by doing this right here. I think it's something that could have waited. There's a lot of things. The superintendent of schools has said they are willing to sit down and discuss consolidation on a number of items. And until we do that, I think we ought to be careful on what we commit to.
Okay, anything else? Senator Crockey?
I'd like to wish everybody who's listening, because there's no one else in the room except Mr. Schwartz, happy Thanksgiving, and particularly to my fellow Assembly members and staff.
Thank you. Senator Mayfield?
Yeah, I also would like to wish everybody in the room, as well as anybody listening, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
There we go. Senator Sykes.
Thank you all for the discussion. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next time, eye to eye, and I look forward to it. Thank you.
Senator Doty.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate the Planning Department for their award and the good work Public Relations has been doing, and I'm looking forward to an updated statement about the Government Peak Recreation Management plan. I have not heard an update, and there's people ready to get ready to ski over the holiday.
Okay. Senator Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I wanted to congratulate the Planning Department, too, and also thank the manager and his department with working with constituents on the pool issue. And look forward to that meeting next week.
Senator Romero Beck.
Thank you. Yeah, I too would like to, not that I want to pick it apart or anything, but I would like to just be aware of the agreement, the specifics of the Government Peak Chalet, just so I'm aware of it, can speak to it. And just thanks for the meeting, and thanks for all your hard work on behalf of the borough to the manager, his staff, clerk, and the attorney, and Mr. Schwartz, and Ms. Sullivan, and everybody over there, and Jessica, yeah. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Moosey is going to brief us
I heard you loud and clear, and I really try to pride myself that if you have an issue or needs,
I want to try to figure out how to do this. So we were short about $45,000. So the issue was to charge the school ski teams and that sort of thing for their service. And so I talked to Luke and Dr. Goyette and said, hey, you know, we cut our budget so you could remain whole this year. I have this budget issue. We approximately going to cost us $6,000. Would you contribute that to cover the school kids? They agreed to and said yes. So they're stepping up. However, it's more than just that. It's open, that sort of thing. So staff figured out it's about $40,000 in addition to that. And so I went and worked with Cheyenne. We have some extra earnings that after the audit showed up. So I'm going to be bringing a proposal to bring forward at $40,000 to cover this issue until the next budget cycle. So there'll be some decisions to make in the next budget, but this will remain what the service you want will remain whole and full as you envisioned.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. I guess I'm next. So, Senator McKee, I was so shocked at your point of order earlier that Madam Clerk reached over and said it's your decision, which also shocked me because they never let me make a decision. So there, that's my point on that one. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is, I think, my favorite holiday. And I want to wish all the borough staff and all the borough residents living out in our big Mat-Su borough, the size of West Virginia, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Drive safely, please, and enjoy yourselves. And I know borough staff has a four-day weekend, I believe, so I think they are looking forward to that and want to enjoy that. So I'll say good night now. And one more thing. I guess this Veterans Memorial, it continues to drive me crazy. So I'd like two assembly members to volunteer to work with Mr. Moosey on, we have a resolution making sure that whatever is gonna happen goes forward with the Mat-Su Borough's graces. So whoever, would anybody volunteer to?
I would volunteer
okay,
to
Mr.
Do that.
Beck, anybody else? Just to look over the
resolution. I'll volunteer.
Senator Sykes. And and I know Mayor Cottle's bringing things forward. Apparently the Veterans Memorial is to be moved. I just wanna make sure that it is done appropriately through that resolution and with the best interest of the borough and the veterans. So, okay, anything else? If not, we'll say good night, and it's about 7:38 p.m.